You've alluded to it. You did some international lecturing.
Mm-hmm, quite a bit.
What were you asked to lecture about?
One, I was on the National Space Institute board. Well, that was an interesting experience in my life. What happened is I found I was being asked to speak before engineering societies. That had never happened, and I wondered why. They were testing me to see if I would be friendly to science. And at the end of that, the dean of the engineering school asked me to teach a course on the impact of technology on society. Well, I'd never heard of such a course. And of course, I said yes. He asked me to put together a course and teach it with Catherine Jones, who is a professor of chemistry at TU, one of the few full-time female professors at TU. We had such fun working on a course together. And it was to have 50 from the engineering school and 50 from the humanities. Anything not engineering was humanities. So we had this really diverse group of 100 people in Tyrrell Hall that we lectured to. And I began to realize the lectures were not going over. We would hit one group or the other group. And we had worked hard that summer trying to get it ready. But I began experimenting, and Catherine was very willing, about making up stories for them to fill out. The first one was, if you were going to send a mission to a planet, you could be able to send 20 people. Here's a list of 50 people. Who would you choose and why? And they got all involved in that, and you could see the values beginning to work. So then I began making up little stories. But we talked about packaging and how it fits and all kinds of different things. And everybody became really interested. It was a very popular class. So we wrote it up, and it was published first in the Journal of Chemistry because of Catherine. Then it was republished in the American Journal of Aeronautics. Why, I do not know, but I got a phone call from the National Space Institute. They were looking for a woman and a humanist to be on their board. They sent a man to interview me. I went on that board, and it was fascinating. I knew nothing about it. I had to be very quiet.
The board of the National Space Institute, mm-hmm. Was that a big board?
Yes, it was. Hugh Downs headed it.
Any other names that were well-known?
Every other name. I showed my mother the stationery, and she said, there's only one person here I've never heard of. That's you. James Van Allen was on the board. All kinds of big scientists.
Do you think that board was able to accomplish anything?
Yes. What it mainly did, it had industry on it, the head of aircraft companies, but mostly scientists. It was a good public relations board for space investment.
We had gone to the moon by that time.
Yeah, and I met all of them.
All the astronauts?
Alan Shepard. I mean, they were at our meetings. We'd have dinner together. It was amazing. And I just was wise enough to keep pretty quiet. But I did have a humanist viewpoint to contribute and a female viewpoint.
So you made contributions to that board,
yes,
and
I
spoke up and were definitely an active member of it.
Yeah. And it was lots of fun. We went to the JPL. They all talked about going to the JPL.
And what was that?
Well, I did not know. Raymond said, wait, it's the JPL. It's the Jet Propulsion Lab. But I said, maybe it's the Jewish people. And we were seated in a wonderful place to watch the takeoff of the Viking. Wow. And we left to go to the bathroom. When we came back, someone was sitting in our seats. We don't watch television much, but my things were all underneath. And I unseated Johnny Carson and his wife.
Oh, really? Because they had taken your seat. They didn't know they were taken.
No.
So were they
understanding
about that?
Yeah.
So the mission of the National Space Institute was to do what?
It was really to acquaint the public with the importance of space as an investment for us and as a peaceful promoter. For example, all of miniaturization came from space. That's why we got small computers, not computers that fill
the
a room.
Microtechnology,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what an honor for you.
Oh, it was a thrill.
Out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to mix and mingle.
All because this article had been reproduced.
It is, but you could go further back than that. What was the impetus of it? At the very beginning, you and your friend there at TU wanted to teach this course.
Yeah, and we wanted to teach it right.
And that's where it all started.
Well, the dean started it.
And you took up the gauntlet on that.